We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's up, guys? Thanks to all my Fighters Fury listeners out there. I got a specialty here for you. Very, very cool thing that's going down on Sunday night. XFN 21. It is going down in Coral Springs at the Marriott Convention Center. What they're doing is they're having a great event, 13 mixed martial arts fights, 4 combat jiu-jitsu fights, which is pretty awesome. Kind of a new wave of jiu-jitsu that's going on right now. Maybe you've heard Eddie Bravo talk about it. But we're going to go out right now to the guest line. Wagner Rocha, former UFC fighter, jiu-jitsu expert. He is going to join us. He is the combat jiu-jitsu champion at lightweight, and he is on the card tonight. He is on the card and is going to be fighting Alex Marin. And what they're doing also on this card, it's a pretty cool cause that XFN is doing. They are raising money for the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas wrestling team. So I got a chance to speak with Wagner and get his thoughts on this upcoming fight on Sunday. And not only that, but also get his thoughts on the entire sport of combat jiu-jitsu and how it's all kind of evolving from there. Let's check it out. Thanks for the time, Wagner. Really appreciate it, man.
Oh, my pleasure, man. I'm glad to be part of this. And I thank you guys for, helping these guys get this event together and spread the word.
Well, this is really cool. I'm excited to check this out. I haven't seen combat jiu-jitsu before. I've heard Eddie Bravo talk about it, like on Joe Rogan before, and he said they think this could be like the next very big popular thing. So, when did you get into the idea of combat jiu-jitsu, and do you like this variation of it?
Yeah, I do. Just because I think jiu-jitsu is a really amazing martial art. It's easily the strongest martial art of all the martial arts. Individually, it was already been proven. The early UFCs, the Gracie family was able to prove that jiu-jitsu is the most efficient martial art that there is. If you separate all the martial arts, now of course these guys do mixed martial arts today because you have a combination of the striking, the wrestling, the grappling. But if you divide each individual martial art, jiu-jitsu is superior to all. And what this adds to jiu-jitsu is it adds, the essence of hitting, which is what somebody would do if you were in a fight. If somebody were to, were to attack you, you'd be able to use jiu-jitsu with the essence of striking them, which, in a regular grappling tournament, there isn't any of that. And this really kind of adds that element that could, make the difference in the martial arts. And I think it's definitely a good thing for the sport.
When you heard about the variation of the sport, were you into it at first? Because you've done mixed martial arts at the highest levels, of course, but you obviously have a great respect for jiu-jitsu. So were you into this kind of spin-off of it, or were you resistant at first?
No, I was definitely favored the idea. I thought that was a great idea, and I thought it was awesome right from the get-go, because I've always felt that jiu-jitsu was taking a back seat on the self-defense of the martial art, of the essence of knowing how to use the art for fighting, And, because of the fact that I did fight at the highest level in MMA, I was able to implement my jiu-jitsu in all my fights because I knew how to do that. I knew how to, use it efficiently to control someone and also have to, finish them if I have to, And a lot of people lose that essence because they do grappling events and there is none of that urgency to, strike and look for submissions at the same time. So yeah, I was all about it the first time I heard about it, and I thought it would be great fit for me and also for the community.
XFN 21, it's going down at the Marriott Coral Springs Hotel Convention Center. Wagner Rocha is taking on Alex Marin, and there's also a bunch of fights going on, mixed martial arts fights as well. 13 on the card, 4 combat jiu-jitsu matches that are going on as well. So. Is this an easy thing to train for, Wagner? Like, are you normally just focusing on your grappling, or do you have to find partners that want to do combat jiu-jitsu in the gym?
I make it pretty easy because I don't dismantle my training partners. Basically, I keep it moving, you know, and I eye down to where I should be or where I shouldn't be, and I make it interesting and fun for the people I train with, so it's not terrifying, but when I fight, it's terrifying, you know, for the person who I'm going against, because I can see it in their expressions, the way they act, the way they move. It's different, you know. It changes the game, and people don't get that until they really get involved in trying to train for something like this. They realize, like, oh man, this is something else. You know, this is another level, and like I said, I make it fun. You know, so I don't really. It's not hard for me to drag people into training with me for this.
Where did the passion for jiu-jitsu come from for you?
You know, I always, as a kid, I grew up in some bad neighborhoods, and I always enjoyed fighting, to be honest. And when I got my first taste of jiu-jitsu, I realized, like, this is what I wanted to do. And then I eventually saw the UFC on TV, you know, on its early days. And it just caught me, man. It made me want to do that, you know, made me want to fight. And I, you know, started pursuing and training and consistently chasing that dream until, you know, the dream became reality. And now the reality is the dream, you know?
Well, absolutely, man. We're looking forward to seeing it again, guys. Go get your tickets, xfnfights.com. Tickets are available there. It's going out at the Marriott Coral Springs Hotel Convention Center. Wagner Rocha is taking on Alex Marin in combat grappling. But there's also 13 mixed martial arts fights as well. It's pretty awesome. If you're a combat fan, you're going to get in the whole smorgasbord. Another awesome thing that they're doing, they're raising funds for the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas wrestling team. So right there in the local community, trying to do an awesome thing and a good way to reach out. Wagner, thanks for the time, man. I really appreciate it and looking forward to watching it tonight.
Thank you, man, and I'm excited. I hope people come out and they see, you know, that the XFN is putting on this event, and they're doing it for the right reasons. You know, people need to get behind things like this and help, help others. You know, that's what this world's missing today is another hand landing another hand to another. You know,
absolutely, man. Well put.
Opportunities are there.
So you guys can check that out. The Marriott Coral Springs Hotel Convention Center. Go to xfnfights.com to get your tickets. Wagner, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, my brother.
He's Wagner Rocha. You guys can catch him Sunday, XFN 21. Go to xfnfights.com to get your tickets. It's a really, really awesome cause. They're raising money for Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. Check that out this Sunday at the Coral Springs Marriott Convention Center. Really, really cool. Again, xfnfights.com to get your tickets. We'll see you there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.